Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mets are a story, too, having won a couple of games in Atlanta, firmly in position now for a wild card spot with about 30-something games to go, 2.5 games ahead of the Reds. We bring in Pat Ragazzo from Sports Illustrated, who covers the Mets. Pat, I haven't talked to you in about 6-7 months. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jerry. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Nope, I appreciate you making the call this morning. So I guess the easiest way to start this would be, what do you make of this team as we sit here with, you know, 5 weeks to go in the regular season, such a good start to the year, such a swoon, and now kind of hovering? What do you think of this team?
I think the Mets are a playoff team, but I don't think this is the year that they're going to make a deep October run like last year. And last year, it just seemed like all the stars kind of just aligned. And this year, they got off to a really great start. And their pitching was carrying them for a while. And we were all saying, how are they doing this? Because it was on the backs of guys like Tyler McGill, Griffin Canning, who are both injured now. And then we saw regression. And they've really taken a nosedive since about early to mid-June. And now starting to play a little bit better as of late, but yeah, I think that the NL is, I think, weaker than what we thought, and the Reds are really their only competition at winning that wild card spot right now in the third spot. But yeah, I do think that the Mets are a playoff team, but I don't think that they're going to be going too far this year.
You know, one of those games that when I look back and think of the season so far, you talk about the feeling that it doesn't seem like it has the way it did last year in September and October, to me, was the Friday night. There's a couple of games. The game in San Diego where you got the grand slam from Vientos. They wound up blowing that game. And then the games more specifically that I'm thinking back to was the Friday night game at Citi Field. I think it was the Giants. I could be wrong, but I think it was the Giants, where it just seemed like they were in line for one of those thrilling come-from-behind wins. Everything was lining up. They had guys on base late. The crowd was ready to pop, and they were into it, and they came up short. And it felt like last September and October, they get that big base hit, and not to say that they would have played much better after that. I don't know. But, you know, they wound up losing. I think they lost 2 out of 3 in that series, and then the swoon hit with Cleveland. And I go back to that Friday night that felt different than it did last year.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of differences from last year, and that's a great point. The Mets have some kind of record of like 0-50-something when trailing after the eighth inning this year, and it's just kind of been the story of the season. And, you know, they haven't gotten that big hit. It's been a problem all year with runners in scoring position. And the offense is the least to blame right now. It's been the starting pitching, and the bullpen's been very taxed due to the lack of length that they've gotten out of the rotation in the last 2 months. but hitting with runners in scoring position has been a major, major issue all year. It seems like they haven't been able to come up in the clutch at any given point.
Pat Ragazzo, SI, with us, talking Mets. Let me ask you this. Two guys at the top, or where they should be at the top of the rotation. What do you make of Kodai Senga and Sean Manaea right now? And I guess what would be the upside from what we've seen so far from those two?
Well, the upside would be getting length out of both of them, and it seems like the wheels have come off for Senga and for Manaea really in the fourth and fifth inning, that they both start out good in their starts, and then everything kind of falls apart, especially Manaea as of late. Senga hasn't looked right since coming off the IL from that hamstring strain. He was dominant to start the year. He had a sub-2 ERA, and then he pulls his hamstring covering first base in June, and since coming back, he's had an ERA, I believe, around 6. And Manaea is dealing with, he dealt with injury, of course, in spring training and missed a big chunk of time this year. But he also has a loose body in his elbow, so that's a major concern. His velocity's been down. These aren't the guys who you thought that they were going to be, most likely due to health, that they just haven't been able to perform on the mound. And, it's definitely concerning, and that's another reason that I don't think that this is the year that they make a deep run, is because you're counting on guys like that. And we saw with Senga last year, he missed a significant time with a shoulder injury. He came back and dominated in his lone start last July and in 2024. And then he strained his calf, and it was a significant calf strain. And then when he came back in the postseason, he wasn't himself. So these lower body injuries, I guess, are tough on him and his mechanics. And you have to wonder how much it's affecting him.
Here's an interesting question for you. As I'm listening to you talk about the issues with these two guys, I think if I would have asked you before the season, first playoff series, your top three starters, I think you would have said Senga, Manaea, Peterson, in any order, and you can however you want to play it. If I asked you right now, and things continue on the track they're on, but they do get to the postseason, if I made you the manager of the Mets, who would you start in the first three games? Because I can make every case that neither Senga or Manaea should be one of the top three guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, you're not wrong there. And I would love to play manager of the Mets. we'll give it a shot here. I would say McLean, who's looked great. I mean, I know he's only had two big league starts, but he's been dominant, and he's only given up 2 runs in 12 2/3 innings. David Peterson has been their ace essentially all season. And then you probably would give one of the start, maybe a start to Clay Holmes, who pitched better last night. He went 6 1/3, which is a really great sign. You haven't gotten length out of him in quite some time. So those would probably be the top three right now. It is a little bit of recency bias, and the Mets are hoping that Manaea and Senga could turn things around this year by the time they reach the postseason, if they do, in fact, reach the postseason. So then you'd be looking at, if you're doing a 4-man rotation, then the last spot would be to Senga or Manaea, and it's just one of them's going to have to earn it.
And you are right. It is recency bias, but that's kind of what we have to go on. And if it continues on this track, and I mean that, like if Senga continues to just labor through four or five innings. And if Manaea doesn't look anything like the pitcher he was last year, whether it's the loose bodies or whatever the case may be, like, recency bias is true. Like, if a Nolan McLean over the month of September looks the part, I mean, holy hell, I know it's fast, but you're playing for your lives at that point in October. It's going to be very interesting what they do at the top of the rotation. Let me ask you what the offense. The offense is bizarre to me because I remember Ron Darling, when the season began, he told Boomer and Geo he thought that this offense would set records in terms of runs scored. And while I thought that was a little aggressive, I could see his point when you add Soto to the mix. At times, they look like world beaters. Right now, they're scoring a lot of runs. They also go through times where they can't buy a run. Start with Vientos. Is this the Vientos we should expect, what we've seen recently, or is it more what we saw in April, May, June, and July?
I think this is the Vientos that we saw last year. This is what the Mets have been waiting on all season, and now he's red hot. And really, not even just his past 15, his past week or so, but the past 15, 30 games, he's hitting much better, about hitting around 280 with an OPS, in the 800s. And he's hitting for that power. And Vientos, when he's not hitting, he's a one-dimensional player. So he's not giving you impact on the base pass with his speed. He's not giving you, he's not contributing really defensively. He's really seen a lot of regression at the third base position this year. So when he's hitting, that's when he's most valuable. And I think this is the Mark Vientos that everyone knows and expects. And it's really been, a big factor on the offense, considering the struggles and the injury of Nimmo, recently. And I think that, Vientos, the Mets are hoping that he could continue to ride out this hot streak and it could help them, secure a playoff spot.
Pat Ragazzo, SI, with us talking about Mets. So, all right, on that note, talking about Vientos, it's easy to say, what he can do and what he's been. The impact, though, it does have on the lineup. Like, put into terms, we expect so much from Soto, Lindor, and Alonso. We'll start there. You want to talk about Nimmo, who I know is a little banged up now. Maybe you could throw Marte in the mix. If they do continue to get production from a guy like Vientos, maybe a Brett Beatty, how much more does that lengthen the lineup and make them more of a feared lineup to see?
Oh, tremendously. And I'm glad you brought up Beatty, because he's been red hot the entire month of August, and it seems like he's finally come around. And when all said and done, his numbers on the season are going to look pretty good. He's going to hit, 20 home runs or maybe even more at this rate. They need guys like that to step up, like the Vientoses, the Beatties, the Mauricios, who's lost playing time because of the other two now who are starting to come around. This is what the Mets have been waiting on all season. The lineup has been very, very top heavy. And they weren't getting production from the younger guys. And, Francisco Alvarez came back from the minors in late July, and he was hitting. And, of course, he got hurt now, which is a big blow. But that's even more the reason of why they need Vientos and Beatty to keep it going at the plate.
No question. And you mentioned Alvarez. I guess the level of concern, I know they said when he comes back he'll be able to play through this. It's going to be pain tolerance, and he can have the procedure done in the offseason. I get all that. But the level of concern that he can be anywhere where he was prior to, as you point out, he went to the minors, he came back, and whether it was the mentality, the mindset, whatever, he was a different player. Do you think that that injury will prevent that? Because I would have serious concerns about him going forward.
I believe that you can't really count on Alvarez offensively, at least when he comes back, if he comes back this year. They seem pretty hopeful and optimistic that he's going to be able to play through the pain before having to eventually get off-season surgery. But like you said, you just don't know what production he's going to be able to give and how severe the pain tolerance is going to be. Unfortunately for the Mets, they're not going to be able to count on Alvarez. And really any production that he does give, if he's able to come back, is an added bonus.
All right, a couple more for Pat Ragazzo, Sports Illustrated, talking Mets baseball. Mets wrap things up with the Braves today. The obvious one is, before I get to the way they've played at home, the obvious question is Juan Soto. Now, to me, Juan Soto is going to be here for a very long time. I am of the belief, I've said this to Boomer and Geo many times, the best case scenario to me would be the Mets win a World Series somewhere in the next 5 years. He plays great and opts out, so that you're not saddled with that contract on the back end, which I think is going to be awful, but that is for another time. He's here for a long time regardless. Year one for Francisco Lindor was not great. We see what he's turned into. So I don't want to be the type that's going to sit here and say what Juan Soto has been is what he's going to be. I expect big years out of him for sure going forward. And I do expect Juan Soto to play better when the postseason comes. How would you characterize what Juan Soto has been so far and what you think he can still be come October for this team?
Yeah, with Juan Soto, he's going to finish with some really great numbers this year, but it doesn't tell the whole story of his season. And I think he would probably say that this wasn't his best season, especially compared to his season with the Yankees last year, where it was clutch hit after clutch hit and a great average of runners in scoring position. And he had more protection in that Yankee lineup. But, I think that you hope for more out of him. Like, he's going to have, when all said and done, it's going to be a solid, more than solid statistical season for him. But it kind of is just leaving everybody wanting more in terms of hitting with runners in scoring position this year and just overall dominating that we've seen throughout his young career so far.
All right, last one for you. So the Mets started out like a house on fire at home, couldn't lose. Then really the summer has been, I feel like leaving the fans wanting so much more, and I give the fans a ton of credit. They have continued to show up. Is there anything, I think you're going to say starting pitching, but is there anything you would put your finger on when you think about the ups and downs of this season for this team? Forget the road for now, just in terms of the way they've played at Citi Field.
Yeah, this is a team that feeds off the crowd, and they've said it time and time again that the Mets, thanking the fans for coming out and giving them that energy, that they've kind of really fed off of. But the ups and downs definitely stem from the starting pitching not being able to give them length and just overtaxing the bullpen. Pitching wins championships, and the pitching has really been a problem all summer. So I think that's especially at home too. But that's been a major, major issue this summer.
Pat, I appreciate a few minutes on a Sunday morning. Maybe we'll do it again in like October when the games really mean something a little bit more. Thanks for jumping on.
Of course, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me again.
All right, thank you very much. Pat Ragazzo, Sports Illustrated, talking Mets baseball. We're going to step aside when we come back. I appreciate you guys holding on. We're going to get right back to the phones coming up on the other side. 11:20, Ricky Ricardo, Yankee Spanish Radio. We're going to talk more Yankees because they really are the main story this morning for sure. Some on the Mets, absolutely, and we'll get to some football later on as well. Recco in for Melusis on a Sunday on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.